Many of you are getting ready to host family and friends on this Easter weekend. Tonight, we have some tasty suggestions to go along with your Easter dinner.
And joining us now live in our Wine of the Week, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. He's in Park City, Utah. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing pretty well, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you suggest for those who are opting for an Easter brunch instead of Easter dinner?
Well, I love bubbles with brunch. I mean, they both start with B. Why not? The 2008 Domaine Canaros Brut from the Canaros Appellation, which actually straddles Napa and Sonoma Valleys. Now, this is actually owned by the famous champagne house Tattinger, so they know a thing or two about sparkling wines. This is made from Chardonnay and Pinot Noir grapes, and the bouquet is just filled with beautiful scents of toasted bread, ripe pear, little roasted nuts in there, and then you get medium-sized bubbles that carry flavors of, believe it or not, lemon meringue pie, at least to my palate, and crisp apple, little touch of strawberry over a very creamy frame. A little hint of vanilla pops in on the back, and a little more brioche. A crisp, fresh finish, a great way to celebrate Easter, and only $25.
Well, let's move on to Easter dinner, and if folks are having turkey for their Easter dinner, what do you suggest there?
It livens up the turkey a little bit. So I'm going to go with the 2012 Seyfried Pinot Gris. Now, this is from the Nelson region of New Zealand, and it's actually produced at the northern end of the South Island of New Zealand, where the nights are cool, the days are warm, so you get a lot of acidity in the grapes. Fragrant nose of honeysuckle, peach, a little nectarine leads to a fruit-centric palate, and you get some apricot, a little ripe pear in there, candied ginger and peach. I mean, listen, there's a lot going on in this wine to complement that turkey. Then the abundant acidity keeps your palate nice and fresh and crisp, and it's only $17. It's a great bottle to have handy.
What about if you're having ham or lamb?
Ham or lamb? Well, with the ham, I'm going to go with the 2009 Willa Kenzie Pierre Lyon Pinot Noir. Now, this is from the Willamette Valley of Oregon. Its dark color really belies how delicate it is. It has a perfumey nose of strawberry, little raspberry, little red plum scent in there. But then this beautiful mouthfeel, very fruit-driven again, red cherry, dark plum, black raspberry. I love that. Accent notes of a little black pepper and clove pop in. Kind of unusual for a Pinot Noir, but I really like it. I think it'll just do great with ham or pork tenderloin, $45.
Okay. Well, Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, please drink responsibly.